Tenodo Data Bytes. Hello everybody, welcome to a brand new episode of Tenodo Data Bytes. We are super excited to bring you a very interesting topic today, Tenodo in the mid-market. How Tenodo professionals can help mid-market users begin their data integration journey. To discuss this topic in detail, joining us for the second time on the show is Mitesh Shah, Senior Cloud Product Manager and Cloud Evangelist here at Tenodo. Mitesh has broad experience around various facets of cloud compute and digital product management strategy. Throughout his career, Mitesh has enjoyed helping clients address their data and cloud solution architecture needs. Mitesh, wonderful to have you on the show. I'm sure our listeners are eager to learn all about Tenodo entering the mid-market segment and how our users can reap the benefits from it with our Tenodo professional subscription. But before we begin, can you give us a quick introduction about your background in tech and your role in Tenodo for our new listeners?
Sure. Hey, yeah, thanks for having this. I'm really excited. Markets are fast evolving, right? The cloud and the adoption and everything around it. And for, especially for the mid-market users, this is quite a bit of a challenge in terms of how they can approach their data integration needs and how they can make their lives easier. And that's part of my role and as a cloud product manager and understanding what these customers and the users are going through. You know, we want to try and bring the solutions that make their lives easier from various perspectives. So that's what we're going to talk about today from mid-market perspective.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing, Mitesh. So I think we're all set to start discussing Tenodo entering the mid-market and how Tenodo professional can help users begin their data integration journey. So my first question for you is, what can the users expect with the recent announcement of Tenodo platform for the mid-market?
All right. This is great news, you know, for all the mid-market users. And before I jump into the specifics, let me take a quick perspective of some of the challenges that the medium-sized businesses would run into, right? For them, the needs for integration is a lot more. I would say the challenges that they run across on a day-to-day basis is really something that they're looking for tools. They're looking for having to find the right solutions. And more than 51% of the businesses, you know, they say that analytics is really crucial for them. But although even after that, they haven't found the right tools that fit their business needs, right? And the biggest challenge there is that they don't have the time to track and have some of that ready at their fingertips. According to Gartner and some of the other analysts, you know, data integration spend for the mid-sized businesses is growing fast, right? And that's the other reason why we really wanted to come up with a solution which is really easy for them to get started with and simplify their journey to the cloud as well. The approach we have taken is using data virtualization. And for those who don't know data virtualization, it's an approach, it's an architectural technique where the enterprise's data, it helps them bring a single view of all their data within their organizations, within their businesses, to unify all of the data that they can make faster decisions and at a reduced cost and skills requirement, right? So keeping all that in mind, it's really, it's an exciting time frame where whether you're doing email type or marketing or CRM type of integrations, the Tenodo solutions, the platform for the mid-market can really pave the way for them to get started with this problem solving.
Very exciting indeed. So what are the common use cases that Tenodo can address for the mid-market users?
That's an interesting question. You know, today we see there's different types of mid-market users. No matter the size of the business, having a single source of the data and is invaluable, right? One of the most effective ways that I feel is that with the small business or the medium size, you know, integration, it's needed much earlier in the business. We talk about data centralization. We talk about integration in place. There needs to be a foundation for these businesses where they can really make use of in making their operations and helping them grow their business quickly. And this is what the Tenodo platform does best in terms of it reduces that barrier to helping them solve a variety of use cases. There is no lack of solutions out there, right? And the way I see it is that they are faced with challenges in picking the right solutions. But even that, before that, right, what we want to understand is what type of use cases that I can solve, whether it's having a customer 360 view of all my data so that I can really, you know, reach out to my right audiences, whether it's doing business intelligence and smart analytics, data as a service, Marketing analytics is a very common use case we also see where users who are trying to build common view and accelerate their demand generation. So there is no lack of the use cases in this space. It's about how we go about making the best use of the tools you have at your disposal to address all these different use cases. You don't want one tool for one use case, another for the second use case, and so forth. And this is where if you're looking at email marketing, website analytic, social media analytic, whether you're looking to combine all your financial CRM and automate all of that into some kind of marketing automation to bring more value to the users. Even sales analytics, right? Even for the sales user. So from that perspective, all these different use cases can really bring a lot of confidence, which Dinero platform can, you know, for the mid-market can really solve and get them on the right footing.
Great. Thanks for such a wonderful explanation, Mitesh. So we've discussed a vast set of use cases. In fact, in your mind, what should be the data integration strategy for the mid-market users? You mentioned Dinero Professional and Dinero Standard as part of the mid-market offerings.
So yes, this is at the heart as a medium-sized business owner. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not doing ad hoc decisioning or I'm not running after a different tool one day and another tool another day, right? The top priority for me is expanding the business by finding new customers, right? And that's what, you know, majority of the medium-sized, small-sized businesses are looking at. They also, once they have the customers, they want to make sure that they can retain that. Having the right solution that can help them grow and focus on the business needs rather than the technology is really important. So in that perspective, you know, when you are looking at accelerating your business, you want the right tooling, the right solution that can help you address all the use cases that I mentioned earlier. You know, whether you're trying to centralize the data across these different data sources, which is your CRM, like say Salesforce, and I want to combine all of the data with say my marketing analytics system, like say Marketo, I want to have a single tool that can really help me integrate all of the data and makes it their lives easier. And this is where Dinero Professional and Dinero Standard can really help them to get started with the data virtualization approach that is embedded as part of those offerings, right? Those offerings are available through the cloud marketplaces, which means that users have a lot more flexibility in how they leverage and manage the costs and everything, which we'll talk about that. But at the end, the approach is that you start small, you can grow with the business. You don't have to go with the big bang approach, right? You want to make sure that you're building the confidence, you're starting with, you're integrating one app, two app, or three or four different apps or data sources, and then like a small departmental project, and then expand that to a more enterprise or even to a broader set of use cases in your business, right? So that's the approach I would recommend, or that's what data virtualization enables you, which is then helps you grow at your own pace.
All right, perfect. So then what can the mid-market users expect in terms of managing their budget? The cost is on everyone's mind, so pricing can become a big influencer in choosing the right solution, I think. So what do you think about that?
Sonia, you are asking the right questions here. You know, as from a mid-market user's perspective, I think I really want to feel that it's not draining my wallet, right? I mean, all those different solutions are really interesting and they bring a lot of attraction in terms of, but at the end of the day, I just want to make sure that I'm not trying to go overspend or you know, investing in something that's going to be too expensive on the bottom line, right? So that's where we have thought through making sure that the solutions that Dinero platform brings for the mid-market is helping the users to start in a pay-as-you-go approach, right? They can choose to start a way that they only pay by the hour, which is what the marketplace really offers them to, you know, choose how they want to start their journey with the data integration in the cloud. We also have made it easier in terms of how they can really onboard with this. So there is the resources that we have built, and that's available through a set of YouTube videos that we have published as self-service and all of that. So end of the day, it's not only the budget, but it's also the user experience that we value the most, right? We want to make sure that the user's experience in terms of how they can get started, what's the time and resources, meaning spending five developers or having, you know, different set of skills could be a lot more more expensive versus, you know, having to have something that can really help you up and running in a couple of weeks, right? So all of that really plays a role in the budget planning, in the cost analysis of what tools to choose. And that's where Dunnodo platform for the mid-market, through whether it's Dunnodo Professional or the standard, users can quickly get started on the marketplace and progress their journey that way.
Wonderful. So it's not only just the budget aspect that has been taken care of, but also we have given utmost importance to user experience for providing a tailored solution to our business users and for their needs. So that's really great. What kind of deployment experience can the users expect? Is Dunnodo platform a SaaS offering?
So again, you know, as I said earlier, right, user experience is something that really we take pride in that, you know, in terms of any users would expect that, right? Meaning that's what I want to make sure that once, whether I'm a business analyst or an architect or a developer, you know, different personas, right? I just want to make sure that deployment experience is much easier. So from a user standpoint, the deployment experience is as simple as it can get. You know, you go to the marketplace, one click, the solution will deploy, and then you have self-service demo videos and other assets that you can leverage to start modeling and building your business use case. Like I talked about customer 360 or BI reporting or integrating even your CRM and marketing analytics and so forth, right? SaaS integration, all of that. Dunnodo is not a SaaS offering, meaning the users have full control and they deploy in their own cloud environments. We are looking at how we can simplify that further by offering some kind of managed services in the future. And that's where you can keep an eye on and some of the news that may follow in the coming period. So that's where we are today.
Perfect. Thank you, Mitesh. So there are a plethora of data management and integration solutions available in the market today. What is unique or different about mid-market solution?
All right. So this is important, Neha. In terms of when I'm trying to pick, choose the right solution, I don't want to be overwhelmed by the different combination, the pricing and what the strengths and the weaknesses. One thing I can say is that the Dunnodo platform, the way it differentiates it, it's easily helps the users expand their business. It focuses, allows them to focus on the business rather than the technological aspects. You know, leave it to the Dunnodo platform, professional and the standard, where the users can quickly integrate the data without having to replicate or move that data, which is a big thing. But also, it also makes it easier for them to introduce new data sources or new applications in their integration journey. So it's not a point-to-point integration where you have to build something every time you have a new data source or a new application. It easily helps you integrate and streamline your new data sources or applications as part of your integration platform. And that's one of the key strengths of Dunnodo to help you see that seamless growth of your business through that integration journey.
Great. It's amazing to hear all this information and very exciting news indeed that we are entering and catering to this segment. And one last question for you. What would be the ideal step for the mid-market users to get started on their integration and management journey in the cloud?
Well, the answer is simple. We have thought about how we can really give the users something to try first. And that's where we come out, have a 30-day free trial of Dunnodo Professional, which is available through AWS, Microsoft Azure, and GCP Cloud Marketplaces. They get full support through a solution architect during the 30-day free trial, during which they can explore, understand that use case, how it fits into it. And we'll work with side by side with them to make sure that it makes the best value for their time and efforts there. So all I can say is a wow experience is waiting for them. It's something that they want to they can quickly go to our free trial landing page for the Dunnodo Professional and kick off their journey there.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Mitesh, for taking the time to talk to us about Dunnodo in the mid-market today. So before we conclude, do you have any final comments for our listeners?
Well, all I can say is that this is a complex choice to make when you're trying to grow a business. A Dunnodo platform for the mid-market through Dunnodo Professional and the standard makes their lives easier by having that one integration platform for all their data needs, right? And this is where you can really focus on the business rather than the technology which again is something that leave it to us in terms of how we can help you grow there.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Mitesh. Moving forward, we just have a quick rapid fire round for you, just like what we did last time. So are you ready for it?
Always ready.
Awesome. So my first question for you is, what is a travel destination you haven't yet visited but is on your list?
My answer is simple. I was born in India, and you know, I feel like the world provides a lot of great destinations, but I haven't really explored India. So on my mind, there's a lot for me to go back and explore some of the key attractions.
That's wonderful. And my final question for you today is, if you had to describe yourself in one sentence, what would it be?
The energy and the learnings, the adaptability to new learnings is what drives me on every single day, you know, and then putting them into action, getting them to the resolution is what I feel great about.
Wonderful, wonderful answer. Thank you so much, Mitesh. This was an awesome session. And a quick note to our listeners, you can find more information regarding the mid-market segment mentioned in our discussion earlier in the description box. Thanks a lot, Mitesh, for joining us.
Thank you, Nia.
And a quick message to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.